You've been awfully quiet, kitten. Are you mad at me? Did I do something wrong? If it's not me, is it something I can help with? Or do you just want to be upset for a bit? It's okay. You're allowed to feel like that. But will you do me a favor? Yeah? Rest your head on my thighs. I want to be able to pet you, kitty. That's a good kitten. Yeah. I bet you're already starting to feel a bit better now that you're laying on my warm, pale thighs. No fishnets today, just my skin. I think it might have been the universe's way of telling me that this is why I couldn't untangle my favorite pair today. It was so that you could lay your cute head comfortably against me and I could pet your sweet face. Like this. Doesn't it feel good, kitty? I thought it might. You've been in your own head too much lately. When you're silent like that, it usually means that you're thinking too much and you're stressing over things out of your control. You do have a tendency to do that, don't you, kitten? But it's okay, because just one pet from me is enough to silence it, isn't it? I love you, kitty, more than life itself. Whenever I picture the future, I see the two of us together. I picture us in matching rocking chairs. Something cheesy, but with carvings that express what we like. For me, I've been thinking of butterfly carvings. But we could sit on the porch in these old people chairs and just judge those that walk by. We can be annoying and pet every single dog that passes by, and we can keep telling each other the same stories over and over again. I imagine going on trips with you, seeing the rest of the world with you. If I'm not waking up next to you, right here in my lap for the rest of my life, then I don't want it. You make this world worth living for me, kitten. I used to hate waking up in the morning. Then I started looking forward to your text or texting you first. And now? Now I get to roll over and kiss you. I'm not giving that up. No way. I'm not giving you up. I want you in my life now and forever. I love you, kitten. I love you so much, and I will keep saying it until I'm blue in the face if that's what it takes for you to understand. Get it? Good. I love you more than I love breathing. You give me a reason to keep doing it. I love being alive because you're in my life. I love being able to hold you, touch you, kiss you. I love snuggling like this and just watching TV in comfortable silence. You're the only person I have ever truly felt comfortable around. Do you know what a feat that is? Do you understand just how amazing you have to be for that to happen? The first time I took a nap on you, I was shocked that that happened. I don't just take naps on people, but with you, it was as simple as blinking. I didn't even have to think about it. You make me feel so safe. I could just close my eyes and sleep like a normal person. That's amazing, kitten. You're amazing. Everything about you makes me fall deeper in love with you. Even on days like today when you aren't feeling your best. It just means I can give back a little bit of the love you give me every day. My adorable little kitten. Always so sweet and good for me. I'm so happy to have you in my life. Getting to pet you while you rest your head on my thigh. My words drifting in and out of your ears. It makes me feel special. I know how hard trust is for you. It's not lost on me how important this is for you too. Being able to trust me enough to show such vulnerability. It's not taken for granted, kitten. I understand this. I respect it. I respect you because I love you. I only want to see you flourish. It's a bad day today, and it sucks, but that's okay. Everyone has bad days. Sometimes it's a bad day. Sometimes it's a bad week, or month, or year. But it's not a bad life. It'll pass. Everything does. Plus, there's something important you keep forgetting, kitty. You seem to think that you're alone in this, but you're not. Anything you're going through, I can help you through it. We can make it through anything together, okay? I'm not going to let anything happen to you. You're stuck with me, okay? I love you, kitten. My perfect kitty. Resting so adorably in my lap. Look at you. So brave for showing me this side of you. So amazing for letting me in. I'm so lucky to have you in my life, kitten. I love you so much. You mean the world to me. I wouldn't trade you for anyone else. No one could ever compare to you. I have perfection in my arms and you don't even see it. I wish I could make you feel how you always make me feel. Like I'm walking on clouds or something. I get so excited to come home at night that I have a smile plastered on my face for the last hour of work. My coworkers have started calling me out on it, and I can't help but respond. It's because I get to come home to you. I get to see you. I get to kiss you and hold you, and there's nothing more I want to do during my day. I love you. I love taking care of you. I love making you laugh. I love making your favorite food. Even if you want to be alone, just being in the same house as you is enough for me. Whatever you're willing to give, I'll take. I won't even ask for any more. Whatever you can give, it's mine. You bring out this side to me that I didn't realize was there. This happy and protective side. I want to be with you always. I think everything before meeting you was simply liking a person. Because the feelings I have for you are so intense. There's no word to describe how giggly and floaty you make me, kitten. You give me so much adoration, so much attention, so much of yourself throughout the day. It's only fair I give you some back. You're such an open and sweet and loving soul to me. Something I don't deserve. I only see the good in you. How amazing you are. How perfect you feel against me. How even my pets seem to settle you a bit. If I can take the edge off, even just a tinge, then I will. Because I love you. I want to take care of you. I want you to be happy and thriving, kitten. We're a team. You're not alone. Not anymore. I'm here for you. Whatever's going on, we can get through it. Together. And if you don't want help from me, that's fine. If you don't want to talk about it and just want a distraction, I can be that too. I'll be your little cheerleader in the corner, hyping you up, bragging that you're mine. I can get a cute little black pleated skirt. I can get a crop top. Ooh, I could even put your initials in the corner, get some black and white pom-poms, and then I could follow you around all day spouting cheers. You know what I'm trying to say. Whatever you need from me, you have it. Whether you want me to be there for you actively, holding your hand, or, I don't know, you want me there emotionally with texts, and you want little inspirational quotes, or maybe you want to handle the situation alone. I don't know, but it's all fine. I want you to do whatever is best for you. Just know that whatever choice you make, you're not by yourself. Not anymore. You have a ringside partner. It's me, kitten. Whether you want it or not. Like I said, I won't make you talk, but remember, I always have an ear if you need someone to give you advice or you just want to vent. That's what I'm here for. And if you're wanting a distraction from all of this, I might have an idea or two. Are you feeling a distraction? Or do you want to keep your cute head in my lap? A distraction? I think I can do that. I've always been told how distracting I am. Let me just roll my skirt up like this. Now I want you to slide between my thighs, kitten. Good, pet. Just like that. So pretty on your knees for me. Looking up at me through those gorgeous lashes while waiting for your next set of instructions. You're absolutely lost without me, aren't you? Precious pet. It's a good thing I'm here. No more thinking from you. No more talking either. The quickest way out of your head has always been through pleasure. Seems like my kitten needs to suckle, don't they? I think my kitty should start touching themselves too. I want you to get off while eating me out. How does that sound, kitten? Wide flat licks to start. You might enjoy kitten licking around it, but I don't feel like waiting. I want to feel your tongue doing what it does best, being put to work. Oh, that's better. Very good job. Being so quick to adjust your technique. Oh, you want to be a good kid and make Master come, don't you? What a precious pet you are. So good for me, lapping so eagerly at my pussy. Keeping your eyes on me. Yeah, just like that. Doing such a good job. Don't forget to touch yourself, kitten. I want you to be moaning while you taste me. I want you to be shuddering in pleasure while you worship my wet pussy. Come on, touch yourself for me, kitten. Just like that. Oh, good kitty. Touching yourself, paying attention to my clit like that. Circling around it for me. What a good kitty. Making Master moan from your tongue's touch. Oh, all this makes you only want to lick faster, doesn't it? Of course it does. Oh, right there, yeah. Oh, such an eager kitty, touching yourself while tasting me. It only gets you more turned on, eating me out like this. On your hands and knees, legs spread, furiously playing with yourself because you know that Master isn't going to get you off. After all, why would I degrade myself by touching you, kitten? That's right, I wouldn't. I know my value, kitty. It's more than you could ever dream of. But you and your value? This is all you'll ever achieve, my pet. Isn't it good knowing that you've reached your potential already? Yeah. It must be such a relief knowing that this is the only thing you will ever need to know how to do. Licking my pussy, flicking my clit while you touch yourself. Just like that. Good kitten. Making Master's pussy feel so fucking good. Oh, the way you move that tongue of yours. Fuck it, and makes me lose all rational train of thought. It makes me want to grab either side of your face and grind my hips against it. Coat your face at my pussy slick while I use you as a personal fuck toy. Oh, fuck. Just like that, kitty. It feels so fucking good the way your mouth's working me. Keep it up, kitten. Keep making Master inch closer to her orgasm with that tongue of yours. Oh, right there, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so fucking good for me. That's my precious kitten. So pretty with your mouth stuffed full of Master's pussy. Trying so hard to maintain eye contact despite wanting to close them. You want to lean into the pleasure you're giving yourself, don't you? That's right, kitty. Deny yourself your own orgasm in order to serve me. Oh, just like I taught you. Just like I trained you, my pet. So good for me, kitten. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Flicking my clit just like that. Just how you know I like. Look at you. So good for me. So pretty on your knees. Fuck, taking everything I give you so beautifully, kitten. Oh, so good at your job. So good at making Master feel good. I know I can always rely on you for an orgasm if I need. Oh, doesn't that make you feel good? Doesn't that make you feel useful, Kitty? Fuck right there with that tongue. Yeah, I'm sure it does. My most reliable sex toy is you. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Circling my clit, suckling from it. This is exactly what you needed, isn't it? Yeah, it is. No more thinking, no more thoughts of trying to control everything and anything. No. Just pleasure from touching yourself as you suck my clit. Oh, moving your tongue around while I moan. My thighs shake from your persistent touch. That non-stop pleasure you're giving, master. Oh, fuck. Just like that, kitten. Going to make Master come with that talented tongue of yours. That's what you want, isn't it? To be a good pet? To make Master orgasm? I bet you don't even care if you come yourself. It's not about your pleasure. You aren't greedy enough to think you deserve to orgasm. You aren't selfish enough to put your own pleasure above your master's. You know your place, don't you, pet? Oh, of course you do, kitty. You know your place is beneath me, making me happy, serving me. Oh, just look at how you thrive. Look at how close you are to coming from being used exactly how you were supposed to be. Oh, it's so lovely that your body has found its purpose. Just look at you. So gorgeous, serving me, eating me out, tasting my cunt. It's the most delicious thing in the world, isn't it? You would lap at my leaking pussy until you got gills, wouldn't you? That's it. Making me closer to my own orgasm with every flick of your tongue against my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Licking up from my hole to my clit. Oh, doing such an amazing job putting my pleasure first. My thighs locking around your head and bringing you closer to my pussy so there's no escape. That's right, touch yourself. Touch yourself while the only thing you can breathe in is the smell of my wet cunt. That's it. Doesn't it feel so good to serve, kitten? Doesn't it feel natural to be on your knees making me moan? Oh, fuck. Oh, I bet it is. Nothing turned you on more than being a good pet for me, for being reminded of how much I love you and how much I love humbling you, using your body to the fullest extent. I can't help it. I know you can take it. And you're just so pretty when you get desperate, kitten. Oh, so fucking good for your master. That's it. Make me come with that tongue of yours. Put it to good use while you touch yourself. I know you're getting close, just like me. You can feel it. You can feel it from how my thighs are gripping around your head, squeezing you. Oh, I'm so fucking close, kitten. Do you think you can send me over? Do you think you have what it takes to make Master come, kitty? Oh, fuck. Then prove it. Make Master come, kitten. Show me that you are just a pretty toy that needs to be fucked a few times a day. Fuck. Oh, that feels good. Touch yourself faster. Match the speed of your tongue to the speed of your hand. I want you to come at the same time as me. Oh, such a good kitten. Yeah. You aren't going to disappoint me, are you? No, of course you won't. Such a good pet for Master. Yes, you are. Oh, such a lovely kitten. Keeping eye contact, moaning while you suck my clit and touch yourself. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck that. Right there. Right fuck there. What a good kitten. I want you to come here. Kiss. So this is normally where I give you a decision. But I was thinking, since you can't turn off your brain, I'll be making the choices for you. We're going to put on some trash TV. I think Max just got guy code. We're going to put something on that's god awful, and we're just going to talk over it and make fun of it and how absolutely incorrect and terrible it is. While you keep your head in my lap and I'm going to keep petting you, we can order something from DoorDash if you want. I'll hand my phone to you and tell me if this is too much. You can decide where we eat. If that's too much, I'll make the choice for you. I do know that the little bakery down the road that we both like recently got on DoorDash if you want to check them out. But once we decide on dinner, we can eat in front of the TV. We can cuddle for the rest of the night if you want. Or after dinner, we can do our own things if you would prefer some alone time. How does that sound?